Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
Now, England not going well in the cricket, surprisingly, has not made it to the main back pages of Sunday's papers because most of them show Wimbledon champion Garbiñe Muguruza balancing the rosewater dish on her head after beating Venus Williams. You can tell I haven't read the script properly here, have you? The Sunday Express go with Garbiñe's eyes on a Fed dance as she's backing Roger Federer to beat Marin Cilic in the men's final later so they can go cheek-to-cheek at the Champions Dinner. Who said that misogyny was dead in the world of sport? It's Muguruza's revenge in the Sunday Telegraph after defeat by Venus's sister, Serena, in the 2015 final, and magical Muguruza in the Observer. The interesting thing, I don't know, I've not checked Marca this morning or AS, because as we know, all Spanish people, the men especially, love to wake up and look at AS first thing on the morning. I don't know, I'm just having a look at their papers just to see what the headlines are about. Surprisingly, A, it's about Cesc Fabregas going on holiday with his girlfriend, because the Spanish papers, if you think ours love, oh look, woman in bikini with man, then the Spanish are even more obsessed with that kind of thing, so... El Daily Mail, or is very good. But I've just clicked on Alfredo Relaño's column in the AS, and he says, Garbiñe Muguruza has given us all a major lift this summer with her straight sets win over Venus Williams at Wimbledon yesterday. She was the queen of clay a year ago in Paris, and now has repeated a feat this time on the Wimbledon grass. And I'm just searching through, and there's no mention there about, she's actually Venezuelan, really, and we're pretending she's Spanish, because she wasn't born in Spain, much like Johanna Konta wasn't born in Britain. She was born in Australia and blah, 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 blah. But the Spanish dance team made a big issue about that. The success levels in Spanish sport have risen now. The shackles of the past have been lifted from women's sport. But still, they ask her at the presser, who would you want to have a dance with tomorrow? I'd have said none of them. I'd have said the women's doubles pair who win. Oh, ha ha ha. And made the situation even worse. We've got a bit. Anyway, let's move on. In the same paper, there's the Observer, if you're keeping score. Root is reeling as England captain Joe stares down at likely defeats against South Africa in the second test at Trembridge. Likely being certain. As the book of the 2005 Ashes series from the Guardian's Over by Over reports was called, Is It Cowardly to Pray for Rain? Well, it's only Nottingham. We don't live there. It'd be all right if it rains there. But, there's still another 2 days to go after this. England are going to lose. I can tell everyone is going to blame... What's his name? What's he called? Gary Balance. It's Gary Balance's fault, everybody. Yorkshire's Gary Balance is to blame. He's Zimbabwean, really, for England's test defeat. Oh, dear. Layoff Lewis, says the Mail on Sunday, after Monaco's Lewis Hamilton. Oh, bit harsh. Secured a record 5th pole position at this afternoon's British Grand Prix. His Mercedes F1 team boss, Toto Wolff, said afterwards it was an insult that people criticised him for not going to a pre-Silverstone promotional event in London last week. That's the sound of indifference there. There's plenty of July transfer talk. Oh, I should have said this, a transfer tittle-tattle. Klopp nabs Naby, writes the Sunday Mirror, with Leipzig's Keita apparently on his way to Liverpool after Jurgen Klopp tied up a £70 million deal. No idea. No idea if he's any good or not. Here we go. Are you ready for it? Yes. The Daily Express go with Gareth Bale for sale. Yeah, it's not. It's not for sale. Stop making it up. So Real Madrid need the money, so they can buy Kylian Mbappe. Just get a loan off the Spanish government. That's what they usually do, isn't it? I'm just looking on Marca, by the way, and it's all about Ronaldo. Ronaldo and Zinedine Zidane, and I'm looking for Gareth Bale. No, there's Jose Mourinho. There's Juventus. There's Alexis Sanchez. Marca, which is, of course, as we know, is the mouthpiece of Real Madrid. It's like the Pravda, if you will. Imagine that. Imagine a football club having like a media outlet to get its message across. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Nothing in there about Gareth Bale. It's almost as if they're just making up to sell papers. But they're not, of course. Ross Barkley from Everton to Spurs rumours on in the Sunday People. While Real Madrid, Chelsea and Man City want Real's Danilo, according to the Sunday Times. Well, they're all very boring. Did you see the... While we're doing the opening of show monologue at 20 past 12. Have you seen the exciting press conference stroke circus stroke thing going on between Floyd Money Mayweather, which is an apt nickname, and Conor McGregor? I don't know what his nickname is, the Irish fella. Which will be going on across the world this week. They've been entertaining the world in their thousands by generally swearing at each other, using colourful and at times incorrect and wrong language. I think that's the phrase I should look for. Interesting how one of those words was reprinted in many websites this week. A very big slur. But there you go. People are getting very upset about this fight. Because apparently, and I don't know if you know this, the old McGregor fella, not actually a boxer. Not actually a boxer. But he's going to earn hundreds of millions of dollars. The fight's on pay-per-view in America for $99.95 in HD. Standard definition, $89.95. Bargain. And they are predicting at the moment, I mean, the record's 4.2 million, 4.5 million or something for Mayweather versus Pacquiao. They are predicting that they are going to sell 7 million pay-per-views. Now, 7 million times $99.95 is a lot of $99.95s. And a lot of that money is going to go to Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor for having a bit of a shambles of a fight. And people are very upset about this, especially the promotion this week, where it's been very, very sports entertainment, very WWE. And boxing purists are very upset. The sanctity of their sport is being ruined. Hang on. Derek Chisora threw a table at someone's head. Have we forgotten this? And he's not a mixed martial artist. He's a boxer. The whole build-up to David Haye versus Tony Bellew was full of absolute nonsense, which even the most idiotic of person could have seen through. And that it was just there to sell buys and sell tickets. And what do you know, at the end of the fight, they had a big hug, didn't they? And we all went, oh, you cards. So people who are getting upset that the Mayweather-McGregor thing is ruining boxing, have a look at the mirror. Have a look at what's going on in your sport yourself. And if you accept people throwing tables, then accept an Irishman being a bit of an idiot. Frankie Boyle summed it up best on Twitter. Sadly, I cannot repeat his words on the radio for fear that Ofcom will have me shot.